be praised. Brethren, let's open our mouths and appreciate this God. He is the reason why we are alive. He is the reason for our existence. I want us to open our mouths and lift our voice to this God. For this reason of this is resurrection. Let's appreciate God. Let's give him all the glory, all the honor, all the adoration. Let's reference his name. Let God know that we are existing. Let's give him all the glory, all the honor, all the adoration. Let's open our mouth and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is the reason for this season. Jesus is the reason that we are alive. He is the reason of our existence. Brethren, I just want us to open our mouths and begin to give glory to this God. Let's begin to appreciate him. Let's begin to worship him. Let's worship our maker, the one that has kept us to witness this day. Many things are happening, brethren. Many things are happening here and there, but here we are, this presence. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us. Let's appreciate this God. Let's give him all the glory. Let's give him all the honor. Let's give him all the adoration. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. He is a mighty one. He is a mighty one. Alagbara ni Olorun o ko si eni to dabi re. Ko si eni to dabi re. Ta lo dabi re Oluwa. Ta lo dabi re. Dabi re. Ninu gbogbo alagbara laye. O sa bi re o. Oluwa, ta lo dabi re. Ta lo dabi re. Ninu gbogbo alagbara laye. To say bi re, Oluwa. There is nobody to be compared to this God. He is unsearchable God. Awama ridi ni Olorun. There is no one to be compared to him. No one to be compared to his glory. No one to be compared to him. Oh, he is the king that is all. He is the king of kings. He is the one that the 24 elders are worshiping every time. Are you to open your mouth and worship this God? Let's open our mouth and give glory to him. Let's open our mouth and give thanks to him. Ever Miki, ever Miki. Miki, eba Miki, eba Mikeni agba ojo. Mikeni tonjo kosori ta o. Eba Mikeni ta ye atorumbo o. Eba Miki o, eba Miki. Brethren, let this God hear your voice this evening. Open your mouth and join the 24 elders worshiping him. Open your mouth and worship this God. Open your mouth and join the 24 elders that are worshiping God day and night. Miki o. Miki, Miki, oh, Miki, Miki, ni agba ojo, Miki, ni tojo ko sori ita, ita, sorun, oh, Miki, whoever Miki, if not for this God has been on our side, if not for this God has been on our side, what are we going to be saying? Let's open our mouth and join the 24 elders this evening. Let's open our mouth and worship this God. He is the reason of our existence. We are created just to worship this God. We are created just to reference this God. He is the reason of our existence. Let's open our mouth and begin to appreciate this God. Let's open our mouth and begin to appreciate our Maker. He is unsearchable God. He is the King of Kings. There is no one to be compared unto him. There is no one. There is no power that could be compared to the power of Jesus. Let's open our mouth and begin to call his name. Let's reference this God. Let God know that we are in this program tonight. Let's open our mouth and let God know that we are present tonight. Let's appreciate this God. Let's appreciate this God. Brethren, for you to leave whatever you are doing to be on this platform, you should know that it is a serious business. Let's open our mouth and begin to appreciate God. I don't want you to waste this precious time in the presence of God. Every little time counts now. Let's begin to open our mouth and appreciate this God. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. He is the reason for this season. He's the reason for this season. He is a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus that took our sins away. Let's appreciate God. Let's appreciate God. Let's appreciate God. Oh, Masokaya Babaliba Sundaye Kede Maidiba Sendaya. Lord, we worship you this morning. Daddy, Lord, we worship you this evening. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. There is none to be compared to you, oh God. There is none to compare to you. There is none to compare to you. Jesus,
we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are the of it all. You are one. De sunda bakay da ru kai ma duit ta e rata kai ma duit ini ta ta ki da kai da da du li ba du ni na de pa pa na de Unica zu uplu.
Mi.
Sí.
Mountain, let's tell God, let's appreciate this God for the power of resurrection that he has used to capture. The mind moves in Jesus we see him.
Amen. God bless you, sister. It is well with you. More grace, more anointing, more unction to function in the name of Jesus. Brethren, I greet each and every one of us tonight. You are welcome to this special program. God, I've been waiting for you. Our God, our victorious God, the one that has been keeping you and her at this moment, the God that we call upon, he has been waiting for you and her tonight. Your staying in his presence can never go in vain. He said, has anyone done for me that I did not do back to them? There is a God that we call, and there is a God that answers. Brethren, your prayer is not going unnoticed at all. Don't think that God is not hearing your prayer. Don't think that God is not listening to you. He's listening. He's hearing us day and night. There is an appointed time for everything. He's in existence. He's in existence. He's the one that died and resurrected. He's the one that swallowed death in victory. Our God.
Yes.
One beside me, that is the God of all flesh. That is a, you are here tonight to call upon, to see, not me, or the sister that led the Thanksgiving. Our God is there. He died and resurrected.
The power of restoration is still working in the life of humanity today, and it will continue to work forever and ever.
Jehovah,
you cannot be serving God and you are still experiencing some shames in your life. It means that it's either you are not serving him in total submission. It means there are still some things that is like foxes in your life. It means there's still something in your head that you needed to drop, like Bartimaeus the blind. He knew that it is his cloak, the cloak he put on, that would be stopping him from reaching God early. And he removed his clothes and he ran to his maker because he was blind and he wanted to be set free. He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus looked at him and he called him and he ran. It was recorded in the scripture that he removed his clothes. There is something in your life that you needed to remove, sisters. When you have been praying and you did not see the results, is it your character? Is it your attitude? Is it the way you behave? Is it the way you serve God in an epileptic way? You serve God when it pleases you. Not that I have to. You serve God when it pleases you. And consistency is very important. You must be consistent. God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, you are going to reap. Whatever you sow, you are going to reap. There are a level of relationships you need to build with your advocate. He's our advocate. He's my advocate, he's your advocate. But there's some level of relationship you need to build. If you are not close to me, there's some level of discussion we can engage ourselves in. But there's some people I might be sleeping in the midnight that will wake me up. And I have to carry their phone. Depending on the level of relationship that we build together. What type of relationship did you build with God? The mother of Jesus, they left him behind. And they were going, they were leaving Jerusalem. And they supposed him that he was with them. Whereas Jesus has left them. He has gone back doing his father's business. But the father, the mother were going. They were going back. And they look around. They said, but they supposed him to have been in the company. When they did journey. Without Jesus. You have been going a year journey without Jesus, and you thought that Jesus is there in the journey of your life, whereas Jesus have left sometimes ago. If you deceive yourself, you can't deceive God. We pray, yes, you know, you attended all programs that you know that you could attend, but what is the state of your heart? The state of your heart matters most. That your friend that you've not forgiven. That your in-laws that you did not forgive. That your relative you did not forgive. Your husband that you did not forgive. And you say you want breakthrough. How will that one come? How? How will it come? Brethren, I pray for each and every one tonight. Whatever might be causing delay in our lives, whatever might be causing delay in every face that you have been looking unto God, whatever might be causing delay by the power of resurrection, by the power of the death and the resurrection of Jesus, I pray that God, this shout of death, will remove them tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever might be drawing you back from God, it might not be what you are facing. You might say you... Self. Get yourself. Sit down and do account of your personal life. Are you on the lost side? Are you on the lost side? You can't serve God with mammon. You can't serve God with mammon. It's not possible. If you want to be hot, be hot. If you want to be weak, be weak. You can't be at the middle. It will not work. The title of the night says, my advocate. Advocate.
Oh my God.
Advocate.
Thank you.
I want us to read Isaiah 38 verse 14. That is where we're going to pray tonight. The tonight is meant for prayer, not to discuss. Isaiah 38 14. If anybody is there, please, you can help me to read. Isaiah 38, verse 14. Isaiah 38, 14. Okay, it's about the story of Ezekiah. Ezekiah, you know why you read that one from first. To the last verse. He was a man that is in a moment of torment, in a moment of depression, in a moment of death, affliction. He was afflicted. He was tired of his life. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know where to face. He doesn't know where to go. So when you read how it was recorded in your Bible, you will see what he was saying right from the verse 1 to 13. What he has been passing through. The problem he has been facing. He got to verse 2, he faced the wall and prayed. Because if you see that too, Ezekiel wept bitterly. Look of us are weeping today. Look, many of us are crying today. Many of us have been longing for something all this while, but it's not coming forth. But when you now read verse 14, it said, like a crane or a swallow, so I chattered. And more like a dove, my eyes fell from looking upward. He was tired of praying. He was tired of calling upon God. He was tired of going on his knee to pray. Now that is happening today. He said, oh Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. When you read NIV version, he said, I am being threatened, Lord, come to my head. When you read an NIV version, he said, I am in trouble. Lord, help me. He said, I am threatened. And I am in trouble. He doesn't know what to do any longer. And yet he soon, he was tired. The Yoruba version, I like the Yoruba version very well. Let me read the Yoruba version quickly. I skipped it yet. I am being threatened. I am tired. Be my help. Be my advocate. That was where I brought this team. Run along. Upon a boat, we didn't know the house and be a curry. They don't know what to do. They cry day and night. They weep day and night. They don't know. They look around. Nobody to help them. But I'm assuring you tonight, if you did not see any advocate on earth to help you, there is this advocate that is more than any earthly advocate, who is the person of Jesus. He died purposely because of you and I. Brethren, it's we that we are weak in certain area. We refuse to pray. We refuse to call upon him. You might say, this woman did not even know anything. The way I'm praying, can anyone pray like that? What is the state of the heart you are using to pray? What is the condition of the heart you are using to pray? You might say you've been praying for 20 years. And someone that started praying yesterday might even see results earlier than you, because the priority of the heart that you carry to God matter most. That is the fact. He hears prayer. Don't say that God does not hear prayer. No. That one is an exaggeration. He cried to God. He cried to God. He said, oh Lord, I am oppressed. Oh Lord, I am in trouble. Help me. I want you to pray tonight, women. With the end of death and resurrection of Jesus, it's a very significant period. It's a very significant time in your life, in my life. Because he died so that we might live. He suffered for us so that we will not pass through suffering again. Why are we now still suffering? That is the place of being accountable, sitting down. To take some note about your life. Kinon dami duro gon, si onguni. Kosoguti on the se. Kosi. But I want you to pray tonight. Onu wa si onipa wo mi ara ni mi. I am being oppressed. No, pray my advocate tonight. Onu wa si onipa wo mi. All my mates, you cannot even get along with them because you are far behind. Please, okay, we can mute our mic, please. Brethren. So people will say, I cannot, my mate have gone far beyond me. But there is a place of speed if you could pray. Adura no le si ungbogbo. Olorun ni adura ni Olorun. Mo fe ka gbadura lade Oluwa. She would be my advocate tonight. I am oppressed. I have been looking for the fruit of the womb for years. I did not see, Lord. She had been joined by the reason of your death and resurrection. Your children have been tormenting you. You have been living a reckless life. This condition, state of this, are even very poor. You don't know what to do. You are even ashamed of yourself. To even bring 20,000 out of your pocket, you don't have. You are just living on people. You need an advocate to intervene. You need an advocate to come into your life. I want you to turn it to God tonight. Oluwa si onipa wo mi lale. Be my advocate, Oluwa. Be my advocate. I want you to be my advocate in the name of Jesus, Oluwa. I must not be put to shame, oh no. Be my advocate. Oh, be my advocate tonight. Oluwa si agbejoro mi lale. Be my advocate. Be my advocate. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I want you to pray like someone that really made business. So like someone that really needed an advocate. I'll cry to God, Lord. Be my family advocate, oh Lord. Equal Timo while telling Lorum, the position I am not satisfied. Be my advocate tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. Be my advocate. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh no, what she had been joining me. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Brethren, we're not praying the way I want us to pray. I want us to call the voice of mercy tonight. When voice of mercy speaks into your life, it will be as if you are the only one that knows how to do things. If voice of mercy speaks for you, there is a voice that we call voice of mercy.
People around you will look at it. Is she not the person? Is she not the one? When a sudden turnaround comes into your life, when sudden change is coming to your life, voice of mercy. That is the voice that you need. That is the voice that you needed most. Oh, Wanu, I want you to cry tonight. Lord, by the reason of your death and your resurrection, let the voice of mercy speak into my life. Let it speak into the life of my children. Let it speak into the life of my situation, even into my situation, Lord. Let the voice of mercy speak to me. Let the voice of mercy speak to me in this era. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to cry for the voice of mercy, that God should speak it into your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, voice of mercy. Pray that God should speak voice of mercy into the life of your children, into your situation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Breaking, there's someone in our midst tonight. There is a power that is prolonging your pain. You are in pain. There is a power that is prolonging that pain in your life. You are going to rebuke that prayer tonight. You know yourself. There is a power that is prolonging your pain. You must rebuke that power tonight by the power and the death and resurrection of Jesus. And God, that is moving your pain forward, that doesn't allow your pain to come to an end. I want you to pray tonight. My Father, every power that is prolonging my pain, Father, I destroy them by the power of your death and resurrection tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, every power that is prolonging my pain, every power that is prolonging your pain, we destroy them tonight in the name of Jesus. My advocate, I want you to call upon the advocate. Bible says that there is not therefore no condemnation to them that are in Jesus Christ. You must not be condemned. You must not go through pain. I want you to pray to God. Every power that is prolonging my pain, I destroy you by the power that is in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Brethren, we still pray. There's some areas that you are being judged in the darkness. You are being judged in some areas in the darkness. You know the area that you are being judged. You know the area that devil is tormenting you. You know many places you are looking unto God for help. You are going to pray. But when Bitoti said that John Mini no Coco, and your royal today, Nepa Quatia Jin, then Jesu, arise as my advocate tonight, oh no. Arise and advocate for me. Everywhere they are judging me in the darkness, eh? Anywhere they are judging my children, but when people follow, eh? You tell them, Jami let John Tomo Tomo Toko Toko. Oh no, my advocate tonight. Be my advocate tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh no. Oh no. Ma sundaya ma kuida bai sundaya ma kai ba kuiri mo sundaya. Gwagwe bitoti she da jomi ni no kuku. Gwagwe bitoti she da jomi. Gwagwe bitoti she da jomi oluwa. By the power and the power and the power in the name of Jesus, oh no. Father, arise tonight as my advocate. Be my advocate tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Psalm 35, verse 1. He said, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. There are people that are fighting against you that you needed the service of an advocate to help you. You cannot fight it alone. Consenity ologo ton jao. If you say you are free, it's a lie. And let me tell you something, if you are free, please invest in the place of prayer. As one said it, that storm will not invite you that is coming. Iji oni koleta o. Aniriji loruko Jesu. Aniriji. Storm will not write letter to you that is coming. Women.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. If you want to drink water, you have it at home. It's not when you want to drink that you go to the river or wherever to go and fetch it. We must invest in the place of prayer. You must have the investment of prayer around. Pray, devil will not knock at your door. Will not write a letter and post it to you that I am coming. Women, I pray for each and every one of us tonight. Any form of storm that we are experiencing right now, or the one that devil is coming, by the power of the death and resurrection of Jesus. Oh, Maori Kaima Zundi. Maku Sundaya Kaina da kude de me de Zundaya. Erabakaina da bainu zunda ye makai da baika zunda ye makai da rubi aika zunda ya. Ah, ruaiki maika zunda ya.
To me.
Rubi, I suda. Ma uni daika zunda haima kuina tapa uri da kaima zunda ya. If you're on this platform tonight, before the month of April, Ma unita
nita in way shin. When I live with you, I live with you.
Soon, Daina, Data, Ekamaku Sundaya, Ruin Makwe Sundaya, before the month of April end, before the end of this month, women. You must have a day of fasting and prayer. Ori Aika Sunda, Edahima Kuina, Dabahuni Sunda. And what is the prayer point? You will pray even if it is the 12 here. You are going to tell it to God and fed the four corners of the old world. Mauni do Ainu di Kaiba Sundaya. And you are going to tell it to God. Onu wama keki jo jami. Oh, so da do de su da kaina da. You are going to turn it to God. Oh, Mauni Sunda, you will turn it to God. That God, don't allow me to experience storm. Ma Sunda ya da. You are going to turn it to God. Oh, go suddenly, battle of suddenly. Ah, yenda de su da. Ongu suddenly, battle of suddenly, onwa. Magye ko jam, me do allow me to experience it. I want you to do it, oh. Ma kuku na da do de sundaya, ma kaita kwiri ba sundaya. I want you to do it. I want you to do it. I want you to do that prayer, please. Don't say this small girl is telling me something to do. You must do it over your children, over your family together. You must pray that prayer before the end of this year, please, of this month. Please pray the prayer. And I pray every power that is contending with the power of God in your life.
Being the one more children.
The reparation by the
President of
Jesus.
No.
Tonight.
In all our words. Amen. You know, the mic's in my chair, it's still with you. Well, good.
This is that back now. Insane, son of a, we could be best prayer. He said you are the one that give rooms for the devil to enter. You are the one that gives space. You allow devil to creep in unaware into your life, into your family. Now you are crying.
Ora bakai makuida kai zunda ye makai bakuinida. Eje de me de kai de huda da kai da bai da kuirimo sundaya.
Women, I pray from the depth of my heart today. Ah, I've been fasting for some days. Mi o jata, mi o jepo. I did not taste anything. I've been singing the face of God. And God spoke to me. Ah, I'm not going there today. But for you to be on this platform tonight, I congratulate you. I've been praying for you before now. I call the presence of the advocate into your family tonight. I call the presence of advocate into your situation tonight. I call the presence of the advocate into the situation of your children tonight. I call the presence of the advocate into your family, to your marriage tonight, into your life. I call the presence of advocates into that situation that you think is too difficult for God to solve.
Telling it. Can you see?
Your mic is muted, Ma. You have muted your mic, Ma.
Wipe away your tears. God will wipe away your tears, women. Ancient of Death will wipe away your tears. Ancient of Death will wipe away your tears. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh, Jehovah. A lot of us are so cold.
Women, go and add strength to strength. Inside this world that we have now is not for the lazy. The lazy will be taken away. This world we have now is not the world that we were before. Devil is running like a lion seeking to devour now. Please go out strength to strength. Go and build up capacity in the place of prayer, Ma. Ah, the only money I could borrow you tonight is for you to go and build up capacity in the place of prayer. Go and close to your maker. Go and draw nearer to him a little. Devil is depriving you of many things. How can you be serving God and you are still being mocked? How can you be serving God and still be stranded? It shouldn't be. Omelero bodo ma jegugu. Omelero bodo jegugu.
You need to have more strength to that your prayer. God is there to listen to you. He's there. I want you to pray tonight, Oluwa. You are my advocate. Please come to my aid. Come to my aid. Come and bury my body for me, Lord. Come to my aid tonight. Lord, come to my aid. I need more of you than ever. I need you more than ever, Lord. Come to me. Come and help me. You cannot carry this burden alone, women. You need the service of an advocate. You need the service of an advocate, women. You need God. You need God to come to your aid, women. You need God. You need the presence of God. You need the presence of God. You need the presence of your advocates, crying that, God, I need your help. Help me tonight, oh no. Help me tonight. Help me tonight, my advocate. I need more of you. And beg Joro may come to my aid tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Brethren, I want you to pray. I want you to invite God into your life. That where you cannot speak, God should go and speak for you. There are some places that you cannot speak. Keep it away because what that you cannot speak and you wanted to speak. I want you to send your advocate here now. That God, go and speak for me. Even in the dark places of the earth, Lord, go and speak for me. Lord, by Domino, go talk about. Now, by Jamino, can you tell my boom your noru? Can you tell my jejem, you know, one of Ben Jamino? Now, Ben Jamino, no one, or Dolly, no, I go on, no. My time is moving, my age is not at the point, Lord. I chuckle to your own, Biro. Now, Ben Jamino, mommy, there, but then in your Jew. Lord, be my advocate tonight. Be my advocate, deliver me from my accuser. Deliver me from my accuser, Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus. Brethren, we're going to pray this prayer. There's someone in our midst. Your dream is not always palatable. What you see, your dream is so scary. You are in this group. You are praying, we are praying together tonight. What you are seeing in your dream is difficult to explain. But the funniest thing, when you wake up, you just take it as normal and you go. Sister, it is not normal. That thing you are seeing in your dream is not normal. I want you to invite the presence of God into your life. And beg Joro, dear, my advocate. If your advocate is taking charge, you don't even need to do anything. When you are in the court of law and your advocate is defending you, is your defender. You will sit down and you'll be listening to your advocate. Oh my God, Shani. I want you to thank God. Oh no, what by Shani Mishi. Oh no, what by Shani Mishi. Father, work for me. I need you in my life. Only one day, of my circumstances, oh Lord. Take charge of my circumstances, Lord. I hand over everything to you, Lord. Take over my circumstances tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Sisters.
Amen.
We have to walk in light. You have to walk in light. We have to walk in light. We have to walk in light, sister. We cannot deceive God. You have to walk in light. You have to draw nearer the more. That God has said, call upon me and I will answer you. You cannot now be calling upon him and you will not see the response.
He said, come upon me, I will answer. Then, what is depriving us from calling him? What is depriving us from calling upon him? Check yourself. Check your life. Check yourself. What are you doing that you refuse to go off? What are you doing that you refuse to leave? And you know that this thing is not good and you are still doing it.
Boy,
please, I beseech you so that you will not stay long in the room of prayer. People will not assume that you are praying, whereas you are not doing anything in the presence of God. You will see gathering of people praying, running on the floor. But probably maybe it's only two people that God is even seeing. Others are just there. Others are just there as spectators. The way, do we want to do such? The way, last year you were 40. This year you are 41. Next year you are 40. You are 42. And see, you are still battling the same battle. You cannot deceive God. I cannot deceive God. We need to embrace the truth. You have been going to church since when you were born. But you are not even different from the people that did not go to church. Because your character is even worse than the people that did not go to church. Your attitude is even so worse than the people that did not even attend church. What are we now saying? Shall we say God is not faithful? Shall we say God is not good? God is good all the time. And we always be good. It's you that will go and check yourself. Cry will not solve the problem. It's praying that will solve the problem. Sisters, we need to pray. We need God more than ever in our lives. I need God more than ever in my life. If you know that the situation of your environment, of where you are coming from, is not palatable, you can turn it around. If your marriage is not speaking the grammar that is well understood, you can change the grammar around. If you say that is this marriage that is drawing me back, you can walk through the marriage. God can use you in the marriage. There is a reason why you enter into that home. There is a reason why you get married to that home. You don't need to complain. You need to finish all the work on your knees. No matter how a man is, no matter how wicked a man is, there is a God that can handle him. There is a God that can handle him. And all this, our husband, they are not monster. What are you doing? What is your character towards your husband? What is your attitude? Can't you sit down and turn to a new leaf? May God help us in Jesus' name. I don't know what I'm why. I don't know why I'm saying this. It's not part of what I'm supposed to say tonight. But these are the things. The sin that are besetting us. The sin that doesn't allow us to move forward. May God help us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We need to pray God. Everything that is delaying me. Everything that is delaying me from moving forward. By the reason of your death and your resurrection tonight. Father, let them disappear. Everything, you know where you are being delayed, oh. I know my home. I want you to cry tonight. Everyone might be delayed spiritually. One might be delayed spiritually. To even be able to pray for 30 minutes, you cannot. Hey, my prayer 30 minutes for me, I cannot do it. Spiritual delay. Because devil knew that when you pray 1 hour, when you pray 2 hours, you are going to have breakthrough. He now limited you to 30 minutes. Even 10 minutes, you have slept off. You cannot pray. I want you to pray tonight. Oluwamu idiwati denoku nino ajemi. Take away every hindrances, every difficulties out of my life tonight. Oluwamu idiwati denokuro. Everyone that are expectant mothers in our midst, I want you to pray that prayer. Delay is happening. That is why the pregnancy is not staying. That is why the pregnancy is not coming forth. It's a form of delay. Why the husband is not coming is a delay. You want to marry, no husband. It's a delay. I want you to pray tonight. God, take away my delay. Nipai kuati agbala ijo dua gutonua. Mu idanduro kuro. Take away delay. Take away my reproach tonight. Mu idanduro kuro nua. Take away my reproach. Take away delay from me tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray. We may pray for you today. The God of all gods, we intervene into your case tonight in the name of Jesus. The presence of the living God will not depart from your lives in the name of Jesus. You have been pleading, you have been begging, you have been fasting. You have been praying all this while with no results. You are even tired of praying. Because that which you have been looking unto God for, you've not received them. But I stand in the covenant of the Most High tonight. The power that raised up Jesus from the dead. I pray for you today. There will be a total turnaround in your life in the name of Jesus. Before the end of this month of April, you will call me for a bountiful testimony in the name of Jesus. God will turn your situation around. God will turn your situation around. God, hearken to the voice of Ezekiah. God, that same God is still alive. He will attend to your cry tonight in the name of Jesus. God will attend to your cry tonight in the name of Jesus. God will wipe away your tears in the name of Jesus. Your advocate will come to your aid in the name of Jesus. So be it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please, I'm led to pray for each and every one of us briefly from the book of Deuteronomy 28. Yes, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you so we might have like 2 minutes extra. I want to pray for each and every one of us. And I want us to unmute. I want you to say amen. I need your amen. Or if I put a good day, attempt us proper, no, we can put back and be said to hear me undergoing. It's affecting us because there's an echo. There is an echo coming out, please. I just want you to just be coordinated in the spirit. And I want you to have a strong faith as I'm reading this. I know it's going to work for you tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Abba Father. I pray for you tonight. Yes, you can hit me. I don't want you to talk with this moment. Please, I pray. Women, SIPA women, I pray for you. It's, yes, you being a city.
No.
I'm. Blessed are you in the country. The produce of you, the eagles, the fruits,
this against you, Topity, before. Come out. Say the gate of Yaeli. We possess the gate of their enemies. Your children will possess the gate of their enemies.
Indeed.
The enemies. Set the enemies. Might Jesus. That salvation will be the name of Jesus. That we in Jesus is tonight in the name of Jesus. Then someone for me. You can put in your heart and it's disturbing you. You know the NBA, you have been so angry. But you did not release the person. And it's affecting you. You yourself, you know that it's really affecting you. Please, go and release that person now. You have been embittered against someone. In don't be a slave in your call. Please, go and release the person. May God bless us in Jesus' name. Tonight before you sleep, we are reading Psalm 89. Psalm 89 is what we are reading tonight. Ensure that you read before you sleep. There are people that are looking for the fruit of the end, for my little in our midst. They are going to read Psalm 83. They are going to read Psalm 83. People that are looking for a little breakthrough, they will read Psalm 83. Every other person will read Psalm 89. Please ensure that you do all this. May God bless us in Jesus' name. If you have a pregnant woman in our midst, the pregnant distance of widow, 84, and when they read that Psalm 24, they are going to read it inside water. They will pour that water on the ground. They are going to pour the water on the ground. That's the pregnant sisters. When you take the water in Psalm 24 inside the water, you pray for total rest and safe delivery, and that water you drink. When you drink the water, you go and pour the remaining on the floor. It has a meaning. May grant us to honor you in the name of Jesus. Please, the pregnant sisters, you do that. For the single sister, you do that. And every other person, our own is I'm 89. And let's do it. Let's see what God is going to do. Please, whatever step you are taking, take it out of faith. Believe that God will do it. Everything Jesus does in the Bible, we ask them that their faith have made them whole. Your faith is what will make you whole. It's your faith.
Amen.
Please do it tonight
before you sleep. I beseech you, may God bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We'll see again last Saturday of this month. It's a devil to be part. It's prayers that answers, not power. May God give you, but before then, you will call me for a living testimony.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Shall we share the grace in fellowship?
The grace of the Lord.
I wish I doing it. Never and never.
Amen.
Good drink to.
See you. Please, thank you. God bless
Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, sister. God bless you, ma'am.
God bless.
Mama.
See you. Joy you overflow in Jesus' name. Thank you, Shikindia. Bye-bye.